do you, my concern of coming, is it called Stakey Road?
I believe we were talking about that. I believe it's Stocky.
Stocky?
Yeah, they pronounce
so
it.
So it's Stocky Princess, and the side road is, the front of the house is on, it's called...
It's the same road.
It's the same road.
Is there a stop sign there?
No. There's one on Princess, because it's a spur.
Sorry.
Is there a stop sign there? You know, I don't... There is a... There should be anyway, because people go around there like crazy.
I don't think there is either. I don't think so.
Stocky Spur does not have a stop sign, because it's
but
a spur.
Princess does.
But Princess does.
Okay.
I believe.
Yeah, you can see it right there.
That's just a street sign. Yeah, that's not a stop
sign.
My concern is extending the building out. Part of why there is a setback is for safety reasons, for visibility on the road. So, but basically, that's the same road. If you stay on Stakey, you're going to turn right. And if you're coming up that road, so I was picturing it. So if you go straight across, there's not a.
Sorry, let me get back to some aerials.
Stop sign. I guess you would go from Stakey to Princess without stopping. Is that an accurate statement?
Yes, without stopping.
So just in reviewing the whole file, that was really my only concern would be visibility, and if that would cause any kind of safety concern for traffic.
Are there any other questions for Cindy?
What about you have it on this east side where you've got that foundation port, I guess, mm-hmm. is where you're planning on setting it?
Yes.
What about the other side of the house? Why didn't you choose to put it on that side of the house?
Well, eventually I was hoping to put a drive-through there because I really don't have much of a parking or a driving area, and I was going to, that was going to be part of a driving area, a driveway to go up from behind the house and up that way to park where that little trailer was sitting. And because the property slants so much and the lateral field is so big there, it was it was convenience and just seemed practical at the time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Cindy.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Any discussion? Do we vote afterwards or vote now?
Normally you vote now. So
okay. I'd like to go ahead and call the question to approve the variance for case number 2016-0005V. Roll call.
We need to make a motion to...
Yes.
Yeah.
Make a motion to approve.
Yes.
Yeah.
Second it?
I'll second that motion.
Any discussion? Roll call.
To approve.
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 Thank you. Second public hearing is for Shirley Erickson, requesting a variance.
Okay, this is case number 2016-6V. This request is for a front and side setback variance. The applicant is Shirley Erickson. The property in question is located at 145 Sunday Mountain Pass, Hollister, Missouri. And we've got the property highlighted here. And we'll gradually zoom into it here. It's in the Oliver Township, Section 1, Township 21, Range 22. And we've got kind of the same thing here. We've got a north, south, and an east-west, east and a west view of the property in question. I did want to bring up one thing that's a little bit of a discrepancy in our aerial photos. The property line, in reality, what we've discovered is the property line's actually about right through here. And so I just wanted to bring that up early on. You'll really see we actually went out and one of our staff members was able to locate one of the pins. And so in reality, even though all of our imagery is showing the property line here, which being open scared me to death initially, it does appear that the property line in reality appears to be just on the other side of this small retaining wall. So I just wanted to bring that up early on because just didn't want that to cause an issue or a concern. The applicant, again, is requesting a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1 of the Guidance Code. The applicant basically is requesting a 7-foot front setback variance, which would allow the new Carolina carport structure to be constructed 3 foot from the front property line and also 4 feet from the eastern side property line. I apologize, she's asking for a 4-foot setback variance, allowing the structure essentially to be constructed 1 foot from the side property line. The subject property is approximately 0.11 acres or 4937.66 square feet as per the replat of the subdivision. The property in question is this lot number 53 of the 4th amended replat of the Yogi Bear Jellystone Park Camp Resort subdivision. The property in question currently contains a single family residence that consists of a mobile home, and also a porch on the front end. It's a little hard to see in this photo, and then also a stick built addition on this side as well. It also does contain an existing small carport. There was a second carport that was recently removed in order to create space for the proposed 24-foot by 40-foot Carolina carport. It's my understanding that the carport would take up the majority of this concrete area. The background on this, on November 9th, 1997, the Board of Adjustment at that time granted a series of setback variances for 189 lots within the Yogi Bear Jellystone Park Camp Resort subdivision. Each of the 189 lots at that time was enumerated specifically within the variance decision of record. That variance allowed for the placement of either a 12-foot by 34-foot park model or a 612-square-foot cabin, which was to be subject to a 10-foot front setback and a 5-foot setback on both the sides and the rear property lines. At that time, the variance applied only to the first structure built or set on the lot and not to additions or later structures. But then on October 17th, 2007, the Board of Adjustment granted a second variance from the setback provisions of the Development Guidance Code, allowing for all lots within the Yogi Bear Jellystone Park Campground Resort subdivision to be subject to the same 10-foot front setback and basically a 5-foot setback on both the sides and from the rear property line. The sentence was removed that limited the variance to only the first structure. And so essentially, from 2007 forward, this subdivision, many times referred to as Big Bear, has had a front setback essentially of 10 feet and 5 feet on every other side. Currently, based upon that October 17th, 2007 Board of Adjustment decision, the modified setback requirements, again, would be 10 feet in the front and then 5 feet from both the sides and the rear property lines. The applicant is requesting a 7-foot front setback variance, and this would essentially allow the new carport structure to be constructed 3 feet from the front property line, and she's also requesting a 4-foot side setback variance, which would allow the structure to be constructed 1 foot from the east side property line. Again, as we indicated, measurements, the development guidance code requires measurements to any structure to be taken from whichever portion of the structure extends the furthest, which is usually the roof overhang. So one thing I did want to kind of show, like I said, for whatever reason, the county's aerial photography appears to show the property line coming through this area. In reality, the property line is, it appears to be just on the other side of this small retaining wall. So it does actually appear to line up with that. This, from my understanding, was the pin. And so they just wanted to, I just kind of wanted to show that in case there was some concern about the location of the property line. The applicant has indicated that she's seeking a setback variance in order to allow for the construction of a 24-foot by 40-foot Carolina carport that would be utilized as a shelter for her vehicles, and also for a 40-foot long motorhome. And I believe that this is the motorhome in question. I would think. I wasn't sure if this was before or not, but I would assume it's of comparable size anyway. The applicant has indicated that it will be necessary to construct a carport that's 24 foot wide in order to allow for the opening of the slide outs on the motorhome. And it's also my understanding this is the carport that's been torn down, and it's my understanding that she's seeking a carport structure that would allow coverage for the motorhome and for the vehicles, essentially. The applicants indicated that the structure can be located further to the west due to the location of trees, a propane tank, and the HVAC system. The staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves variance case number 2016-6V, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First, it would be granting approval of a setback variance of 7 feet from the front property line, allowing for the construction of a new 24 by 40 Carolina carport structure to be constructed 3 feet from the front property line adjoining Sunday Mountain Pass. Secondly, it would be approval of a setback variance of 4 feet from the east property line, allowing for the construction of this new 24 by 40 Carolina carport structure, and it would be constructed 1 foot from the property line on the eastern side of the property. Number three, this variance shall only pertain to an open carport structure. The Carolina carport structure shall remain an open structure with no exterior walls. Four, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And five, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire. And we've got just a brief video here. Like I said, it's my understanding that this carport would take up the majority of the flat concrete area here. Excuse me. And I've just done a quick 360 here. And this is really brief, but just to show the perspective from the house looking out, again, it's my understanding that this would actually fill the majority of this concrete area. That's all the staff has at this point.
Okay, we have three